What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Scouting Combine here on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Today, we have a new show. Today, a new brand new co-host as well as part of the Scouting Combine here on the Five Reasons Sports Network as well. We have Eric Smith, who is an offensive line coach for his local high school here today, and my new co-host, partner Eric. How are we doing today, my guy?
I'm awesome. How are you doing?
I am doing well. So why don't you go ahead, tell us a little bit about yourself, tell the audience and the viewers and listeners a little bit about yourself, your background in football, what you're good at, and what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, so like you said in the introduction there, I live in Pennsylvania. I'm a varsity offensive line coach here at our local high school. I've been coaching football for the last 20-plus years, mostly on the offensive line. So that's really where my passion is when it comes to football. As far as the Dolphins go, you know, I'm a lifelong Dolphins fan. I was born near Miami, Florida. Both my parents grew up in Miami, and then we moved away because my dad went into the military, in the Army. But the Dolphins is something that has always stuck with me. I'm now a season ticket holder, I think going on 4 years now. We make three or four trips down there every year. You know, so Dolphins football is just something I love. The past couple of years on Facebook, I've been doing weekly all 22 offensive line reviews. So that's where my passion is. I love doing it. And, you know, just want to thank you for this opportunity. It's a fun opportunity to do a little more with the Dolphins.
Of course. And we'll get right into it as well. Today we are doing a first round 32 team mock draft brought to you by the PFF Mock Draft Simulator. We're cooking it up. Eric and I will alternate picks based on the different teams. Then we will go into more in-depth analysis when we get to the Dolphins pick. And we might just chat it out. You know, maybe he has a different player he wants to choose for the Dolphins. I may have another player that I want to choose for the Dolphins. It's going to be some fun chaos today. All right, let's go ahead and get started as well. We are going to be picking for all 32 teams. Eric will start it off with Chicago. We're going to go ahead and enter the drafts. All right, first on the clock is the Chicago Bears. Eric, I think we know where we want to go with this. Who are you choosing for the Chicago Bears to kick off this mock draft?
Yeah, so it could be fun to turn this draft on its head and not go with Caleb Williams. But to me, that's just a simple choice. Some fans, some teams may find him a little quirky. But just in terms of physical talent and the film he's put out there, I feel like he is head and shoulders above the other quarterbacks. And I don't think that Chicago can go another direction there. So Caleb Williams would be my pick.
Caleb Williams is the pick for the Chicago Bears. All right, I have the Washington Commanders right here. All right, so we do know they are in the quarterback market as well, and they are very heavy betting favorites to land a quarterback with the second pick. Now, the conversation is it Jaden Daniels? Is it Drake May? Could it be J.J. McCarthy? Who knows? But Dan Quinn and the Washington Commanders will certainly be selecting a quarterback, and the betting market favorite is right now LSU quarterbacks Jaden Daniels. I'm going to go ahead, type in, run up to the podium if I'm Washington. Jaden Daniels is the quarterback for the Washington Commanders. All right. Oof, Eric, we got the New England Patriots here. I know you're a Dolphins fan. I know we don't want them to get any good quarterback here, but man, if you're the New England Patriots, who are you choosing here? Or are you trading back to continue to build around Mac Jones?
Yeah, I just feel like New England is in a spot where they have to get a quarterback. I think they've seen enough of Mac Jones. I know there's a lot of buzz around J.J. McCarthy right now, but in my opinion, there's still just a pretty significant gap between McCarthy and between Drake May. You know, I think that Drake May can be a good quarterback. I'm not sure whether he can be a star quarterback, but I don't think that New England can pass up that opportunity to three just to roll with Mac Jones again. So with the third pick, Drake May would be the selection.
Oh, and that's going to be a tough one for Dolphins fans to swallow, because they compare him a lot to Justin Herbert and, you know, some Dolphins fans within Dolphins Twitter and our fan base would rather have someone similar to Justin Herbert or Justin Herbert himself over Tua Tagovailoa. All right, pick number four is the Arizona Cardinals. Now, the Cardinals are a sneaky team here in this draft. They can pick up a bona fide wide receiver in Marvin Harrison Jr. They can trade back, collect more picks, and pick up another different type of wide receiver. But there is another team in play over here. And I do know that the Minnesota Vikings and Las Vegas Raiders would absolutely love, love to pick up a quarterback. And I'm going to look at the trade options right here. Who is willing to trade with me? So it looks like I have Tennessee, Las Vegas, New Orleans, Seattle, Miami. Wow. That's one thing shocking to trade up to number four, where Miami could go up and maybe pick up a bona fide wide receiver and Marvin Harrison Jr. or Roma Dunes. What do you think, Eric?
I mean, that would be fun to do. I think that those are both awesome players. I just don't see Miami having the desire to go up that high for a wide receiver. I think they're really happy with what they have in Hill and Waddle, and not that they wouldn't want to add to that, but I think that if you're trading from 21 up to four, you know, that's somebody that you're looking at as a wide receiver one, and that's just not what those guys are going to be right now in the Dolphins.
All right. So we have Tennessee, Las Vegas, New Orleans, Seattle, Miami, and Detroit. Now what I'm going to do over here is I'm going to go all the way down and select the Minnesota Vikings for pick 11. I'm going to go ahead, grab pick 11 for Arizona. And Minnesota is going to trade for pick 4. And Arizona should get pick 11 and maybe a late round pick as well. I'm trying to find it right here. And pick 108. I'm going to force this trade so it can get done. And now the Minnesota Vikings are on the clock. Now, right here, the Minnesota Vikings are heavily, heavily connected to Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy. And what do you know? The Minnesota Vikings run up to the podium and grab J.J. McCarthy. Eric, pick 5 for the Los Angeles Chargers. Who are you going with right here?
Yeah, so as we all know, the Chargers have gotten rid of some weapons for Herbert. Harbaugh obviously thinks very highly of Justin Herbert and plans to build around him. You know, the way that you do that is to keep good receivers there because they had to let some go in the offseason. I think this comes down to a decision between Malik Nabers and Roma Dunes. Based on the mocks that I've been seeing and just the opinion of some Chargers fans that I've talked to, seems like they're leaning a little bit more towards Malik Nabers. So Malik Nabers would be the pick here.
Wow, over Marvin Harrison Jr. And I would like to.
I'm sorry, I blew that. Absolutely. Harrison is wide receiver one by a long shot, so that would be the pick. I'm sorry.
It is Marvin Harrison Jr. It's okay. We all make slip ups, but the Chargers better not do that. Come the NFL draft, can't be taking the wrong person right then and there. And I did make a slip up. Mac Jones was traded to Jacksonville. They do not officially have a current starting quarterback in New England, so it did make sense. Drake May went to New England. All right, we got the New York Giants right here. They are heavily linked to a wide receiver, and I'm going to go ahead and select LSU wide receiver Malik Nabers. If the quarterback is Daniel Jones, they need another wide receiver to complement and actually get some type of offense for the New York Giants. They don't have Saquon Barkley anymore. They don't have a running back to rely on. They're going to go grab an alpha wide receiver in Malik Nabers. Now, number 7 here, we have the Tennessee Titans. Now, this is kind of enticing here. Are you going with the trade right here, or are you going to select the player for the Tennessee Titans?
So I think they definitely need offensive line help. There are some good offensive linemen, but to me, it seems like the consensus top offensive tackle is the guy that you have up here, Joe Alt. I have some concerns with him personally. I think he is a good player. I'm not sure if he is a great player. I would not choose him at number 7 overall for the Dolphins, but that's also for a different scheme. Just because of how high the opinions are on Joe Alt, I think that the Titans, are going to go offensive line, and Joe Alt would be the pick here.
Yeah, the Titans do need offensive line help, and Joe Alt is the safe pick. So Joe Alt goes to the Tennessee Titans. All right, we have Atlanta right here, and they have a lot of trade options right now. The Arizona Cardinals want to get back into this, and I'm going to choose Arizona. And the reason why I'm choosing Arizona is look at the boatload of picks they have. They have number 11, number 27, number 35, number 66, 71, and 90. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 top 100 picks. So they can certainly afford to trade up and down the draft board. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Atlanta goes back a couple of spots as well. It shouldn't cost too much for the Arizona Cardinals right here. So Atlanta is going to take 8. Their second round pick is pick 43. Why not go back and pick up maybe another second or third round? So they'll get pick number 66 out of this trade as well. Arizona on the clock at pick number 8. Man, General Manager Monty Osifort should be thrilled with the player selection he has right here. They do need wide receiver help. They need offensive line help, defensive line here, quarterback as well. But this wide receiver draft class is absolutely stacked. And Kyler Murray gets another weapon. He gets Washington wide receiver Rome Odunze. What's your thought process on Rome Odunze, Eric?
I'm a big fan of Odunze. Him and Neighbors are pretty close in my opinion. I would give the slight edge to Odunze, but I could see flip a coin as to which one, but I think that he is definitely worth that value.
All right, we're back to pick number 9 for Chicago. Does Caleb Williams get some help? Does he get a weapon? Does he get offensive line help? Or do the Bears go and, build up more on the defensive side of the ball?
So I think this is a place that I would certainly consider a trade here for Chicago. When you look at the top receivers being off the board, the best playmaker left, in my opinion, would be Brock Bowers, and this might just be a little high for him. The alternative would be to go offensive tackle and get somebody to protect Caleb Williams. Fashanu would be my top option here. So I could see where they would go with Fashanu here just to make sure that you've got that top offensive tackle and that you're not playing with fire and losing it. But I'd be curious to see what trade options are available here.
So the trade options right now is you have 28, 29, and 31. And the good thing about this PFF mock draft simulator is that you can force trade to any team as well.
Yeah, I don't want to get into forcing trades, because it Because in the NFL draft, every team wants to either move up or down, and it's a matter of whether you can find that good trade partner or not. I think that in this situation, going all the way down to the late 20s, I think would be too far to go for Chicago. I think that it's important to protect your top asset. Might be a little higher than I wanted to go with Fashanu, but I would draft Olu Fashanu here, and I would protect my top overall pick.
All right. The Bears select their potential left tackle of the future, Olufoshano. Right now, the Bears do have Braxton Jones as their left tackle, but they can slide him over to potentially left guard or right tackle as well as they build up their offensive line to protect Caleb Williams, who could potentially be the first pick of the 2024 NFL draft. Pick number 10, we have the stinking New York Jets. And I got to be honest here. Wide receiver or offensive line, they need one of those two. And the Jets are pretty much heavily favored to pick up an offensive lineman right here. This should be a pretty easy pick, pretty safe pick as well. They pick up Oregon tackle Talise Fuaga. Eric, what are your, thoughts on Talise Fuaga for the Jets?
Another really good player. I think that you know, he's a better run blocker than pass blocker, in my opinion, but he's definitely a guy that gets movement in the run game, has a very high ceiling. I think it's a great move. They've got, the tackle from Baltimore that they just traded for, Morgan Moses.
Right.
They just traded for as a right tackle. But Fuaga could be somebody that could slot in as a guard right now, and Moses is a little long in the tooth. So it could be an opportunity to draft one of those tackles that you want to play guard for a year or two before he takes over as, you know, your tackle of the future.
All right, pick number 11, Atlanta is up for you, Eric.
Yeah, so kind of worked out in this sense, because even if I was doing the even picks and I had Atlanta at 8, the pick that I would have used here would have been Dallas Turner, and he is still on right. The board. You know, good move by Atlanta here to move down, gain some assets, and still be able to get the top edge rusher on the board.
All right, that is a safe and easy pick for Atlanta, and they've been heavily, heavily mocked and linked with Dallas Turner. They do need pass rush help. This is, you know, for Raheem Morris, his first season with the Atlanta Falcons. He's a former defensive coordinator with the Los Angeles Rams. Makes a ton of sense. Denver Broncos with pick 12. Now, the Broncos right here are kind of interesting. They need a starting quarterback. Right, Russell Wilson was traded. They need some wide receiver help. They need offensive line help. They need another cornerback opposite of Patrick Surtain. So I'm kind of really, you know, juggling with the fact, do I pick up like Quinyon Mitchell? Do I pick up Terrion Arnold? Or do I trade back for, you know, maybe for one of the lesser quarterbacks outside of the top three, top four? And I'm going to see who's my trade partner. Right now, looks like I have the Saints at pick 14 and Green Bay at pick 25. I feel like I know who I want to pick for the Denver Broncos, and I think it may be a bit too rich for number 12. And they don't really have a second round pick. So it would benefit them if they go back a little bit, pick up, you know, potentially a quarterback or another wide receiver, and pick up another pick. So I'm going to be trading back with Green Bay. Because Green Bay has a ton of assets right here. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 picks in the top 100. And Green Bay is looking, you know, do they get another wide receiver? Do they shore up their offensive line? David Bakhtiari is retired. Jordan Love needs some protection as well. And, or maybe, you know, do they grab a corner as well? Green Bay has always gone defensive player in the first round. They could also pick up an edge rusher as well. So I'm going to get pick number 25, pick number 88 potentially, so that way the Green Bay Packers can get pick number 12 and the Broncos get some assets off for trade right here. All right, Green Bay, you are on the clock. You have Brock Bowers, Johnny Newton, Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, Laiatu Latu, Byron Murphy right here. Or you could protect Jordan Love and get Troy Fatanu. I think I'm going to go with the safe pick right here. Invest in your offensive line. Protect your young quarterback. You get Troy Fatanu. All right, Eric, you're up with number 13, Las Vegas.
Yeah, so the Raiders are kind of a tough one. Seems like their mocks as to who they want has kind of been all over the place. One thing that the Raiders have always liked are athletes, right? They want fast guys. They want guys that are going to, you know, show well in shorts. And I don't think that that's changed a whole lot over the years for them. You know, they need help in a lot of different places. I think that corner would be a good place to go for them here. I'm surprised that he wasn't picked a little earlier based on some of the mocks that I've seen, but with Terry and Arnold still on the board, I think that getting a number one corner there would be a great move for the Raiders here.
All right. The Raiders pick up cornerback Terry and Arnold. All right. I got the New Orleans Saints. So the Saints, they've taken a lot of defensive players in the first round as well, and they love to rotate their defensive line and edge rushers. And I think the second edge they could pick up a second edge rusher right here in this draft, or they could take a defensive lineman and potentially pave the way for a Cameron Jordan exit as well, as he is getting up there in age. So I think I'm going to go ahead, take up Johnny Newton for the New Orleans Saints. He can be a rotational guy for the first year or so, and then maybe solidify himself. He reminds a lot of people of Aaron Donald, but light as well. He's a great, great defensive prospect. He's an athlete on the defensive line as well. Well, you know, what are your thoughts with this pick for Johnny Newton for the Saints?
I think Johnny Newton's a great player. He is the top defensive tackle that I had on my board. You know, he plays a ton of snaps and, you know, very durable, very good, good in both the run and the pass game. He would have been an option for the Dolphins, in my opinion, if he was still on the board at 21. Maybe not the top option, but somebody that I would have been very happy with the Dolphins getting. So, you know, I certainly can't be against him, you know, going now.
All right. It's the Indianapolis Colts. Who you got for the Colts?
So for the Colts here, seems like cornerback's another position that they're really looking at. You know, the other player that I've seen most on the mocks for them would be Brock Bowers. And when we look at their roster, right, they want to build around their quarterback also. And when you're building around a young quarterback, it's all about getting weapons around that young quarterback. And, you know, I think that Brock Bowers is a good value here. I think that he brings a unique skill set to the team. I think that he would provide a good safety net for Anthony Richardson here. So with this pick, I would go with Brock Bowers.
Brock Bowers at 15, the first tight end taken off the board. We have the Seattle Seahawks here at pick number 16, Mike McDonald's first season as a head coach. Now, they do need a little bit of offensive line help. They lost guard Damian Lewis in free agency. They need some support on the interior. They also need a starting center as well. I feel like a starting center at pick 16 may be a little bit too rich, but they do have a need on the offensive line. However, Mike McDonald, he's a defensive guy. He's a defensive guru. They do need a little bit of rotation on the edge as well, and they do need another linebacker opposite of Jerome Baker as well, who is a former Miami Dolphin. So I'm a bit torn up here. You have athletes in Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell. You have an edge in Laiatu, Byron Murphy on the defensive line. He can line up as a zero. He can line up as a three, a five, a seven, all over. You have edge rusher Jared Versey. And then you have a stout right tackle that can play left tackle as well in J.C. Latham. Eric, what are your thoughts here? Because, you know, I'm not a big fan of Seattle, and I don't really follow the Seahawks, but based upon your research, the mock drafts, you know, the betting, what are your thoughts? Who would you pick?
Yeah, so Seattle's a team that I'm kind of familiar with, because as much as I tried to get him to be a Dolphins fan, my son is a Seahawks fan. So we talk a lot of football, and he's a Seahawks fan. So I had asked him his opinion. He does like Geno Smith, but he knows that they need another, you know, a future quarterback. He's very high on Michael Penix. He also, you know, he liked J.J. McCarthy a lot too, but that's obviously not an option. I just have a hard time with Penix here. I think he's a really good player. I could see it because quarterbacks get overdrafted all the time just because of the importance of the position. But in the end, you know, I think that I don't know that he starts this year for them. And like you said, you know, Mike McDonald is a defensive coach. And I think the top player that I see for them would be Byron Murphy at defensive tackle.
I was leaning towards either Byron Murphy or Laiatu Latu, and I'll go with Byron Murphy here. They need someone who can be versatile along the defensive line as well. So we'll go ahead and select with Byron Murphy, the second for Seattle. Jacksonville Jaguars, another Florida team. They have a, you know, if you look at their mock drafts and the betting favorites, they're picking up either a cornerback or another wide receiver here. So, Eric, who's your pick for the Jaguars?
Yeah, so I see the same things. I see cornerback and wide receiver here. You know, I'm not with the top three receivers off the board. I'm not crazy about the value of the wide receivers that are left. Terrion Arnold is the only cornerback that's off the board right now. At this point, I feel like Kool-Aid McKinstry is on my board the top cornerback available. You know, you could get some disagreement there. You know, Rake Straw, Quinion Mitchell, Nate Wiggins, they're probably all in that conversation there. But for me personally, I feel that McKinstry is the top one available, and that is who I would go with here.
Kool-Aid McKinstry goes to the Jacksonville Jaguars. All right, we have the Cincinnati Bengals here on the clock. They need offensive line help. They need to protect Joe Burrow at all costs. Should be pretty easy. They pick up tackle J.C. Latham from Alabama. We have three Crimson Tides already off the board here in the first round. The 19th pick, we have the Los Angeles Rams. Who you got for them, Eric?
Yeah, so like you talked about earlier, Aaron Donald did retire this year. That's a big loss on their defensive line. The direct replacements aren't there, right? Johnny Newton's off the board. He would have been a great player to slot
in. Seahawks snagged Byron Murphy as well.
Yep. And, you know, and the guys after that, I just don't feel as high about. And this one kind of hurts me because I was hoping that he was available at 21. But I feel like at this point, Leatu Latu would be a good pick for the Rams here to try to replace some of that production from Aaron Donald.
Leatu Latu is the pick for the Los Angeles Rams. They look to get younger and faster on the defensive side of the ball. Pick number 20, we have the Pittsburgh Steelers. They are heavily linked with an offensive lineman or a cornerback. The Steelers did pick up a cornerback in a free agency. I'm kind of blanking on the name right here. He is kind of light, but you do have Cooper DeJean, who can be used as a safety, as an outside corner, as their nickel guy as well. You have Quinion Mitchell, who absolutely blew the combine and is rated as cornerback one or cornerback two as well. So I'm having a tough spot. Do they take a versatile defensive back? Do they take an outside corner as well? I'm going to go ahead and have them pick up Cooper DeJean, a versatile defensive back, which Mike Tomlin can use in the secondary alongside Joey Porter Jr. All right, Eric, you got the Miami Dolphins on the clock here.
Yeah, so, I mean, this draft could not have gone any worse than I had hoped for the Dolphins. You know, a trade down would certainly be an option with what's on the board here. You know, there are options, right? I know that Brian Thomas is a hot name among the wide receivers. I'm not quite as high on him. If I was going to go with a wide receiver, I'd probably lean more towards a Keon Coleman type. And that would be a conversation for another time because it would take up way too much time as to why I'm not on board with Brian Thomas being that next wide receiver. You know, edge is another direction they could go with Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips both recovering from offseason injuries. They did pick up Shaq Barrett, but there's still a big hole there that we really don't know how big that hole is because I don't know whether, you know, Phillips is going to be on track to play at the beginning of the season or not. If one or both of those guys was not available, you know, Darius Robinson could be a good option here to help fill those snaps. And maybe,
but you got FSU's Jared Versi there, man. Oof.
Yeah, I mean, Jared Versi is a good player. And without knowing exactly how this defense is going to look, he's certainly an option, right? You got multiple edges there that are options. You know, Chop Robinson's another one.
And, I mean, you're an offensive line guy. You're a coach. Amarius Mims is a freak athlete.
So that was my next one. Like, obviously, the Dolphins could use some more offensive line help. I think that what they have is sufficient, but there are good opportunities. I had Amarius Mims as my tackle too, just watching his tape from the beginning. But the more that I read about his injuries and just the limited number of snaps, his ceiling is amazing. He could be a great player, but he could also be a major bust if he just can't stay on the field.
You still have, you know, a favorite of Dolphins fans in Jackson Myers Johnson, who could be potentially a starting center for the future, play as a left guard. But then you have versatile offensive lineman Graham Barton, who is moving up in mock drafts, who is moving up the boards. And a lot of NFL personnel love his skill set and versatility.
Yeah, so as far as Jackson Powers Johnson, he is a very good player. I'm a huge fan of Aaron Brewer. Connor Williams has been a great center for the Dolphins the last couple of years. He was a top five center last year, but obviously dealing with a serious injury. So they brought in Aaron Brewer, and I don't think that's just a keep the seat warm type of thing. I think they see Aaron Brewer as being a, you know, a long-term answer there. I think that what he does well slots very well into what Miami does. Graham Barton, his tape at tackle is very good. I see him as an Isaiah Wynn type of player, a player that played tackle in college, did well with it. I thought that Wynn, when he was drafted, would be a guard. I was surprised that he had done so well at tackle with the Patriots while he was there. Knowing that, well, not knowing, but in my opinion, with Brewer being the center that they probably want to stick with, I think that Barton would be my choice over those two, because Barton could come in, play guard right away. And if he, you know, excels, then he could still be looked at as a tackle because he has very good tape there.
And he's also taking snaps at center too. So you have a potential in case Brewer goes down. So are you picking up an offensive lineman here? Or do you want to trade back and risk, you know, Barton not being on the board?
Yeah, so just because of everybody else that's gone off the board, I'm not crazy about Barton at 21, but I also don't want to trade back, you know, five picks and be without him also. So my choice at this point would be Graham Barton.
Graham Barton it is for the Miami Dolphins. You guys have it right here first from Eric. Philadelphia Eagles, they need wide receiver help, linebacker help. They also need a corner, as well as their secondary is aging. I do think they'll pick up a corner in Quinyon Mitchell, bona fide stud at the cornerback position. They'll get some help on that defensive side of the ball right there. All right, we have the Minnesota Vikings here with pick number 23. They picked up a quarterback already in J.J. McCarthy. Do they get him some help for wide receivers? Maybe, you know, Justin Jefferson might not be a Viking next year. Depends on his contract situation. They could look for an offensive lineman as well, or maybe a defensive player for defensive coordinator Brian Flores. What are your thoughts here, Eric?
Yeah, so I know we can't rewind a draft, but you did not cover what your pick would have been for the Dolphins. So I'm just curious. I went with Graham Barton. I'm just curious what your pick would have been there.
My pick would have been to trade down and grab either Graham Barton or an edge like Jared Versey. The Dolphins need, you know, another third-round pick, so they could have gotten it maybe from Dallas as well. You know, Dallas has some picks, and the Cowboys aren't going to be aggressive. They need some offensive line help as well. So I would have traded back as well, maybe gotten some more value out of the draft and picked up Graham Barton or maybe potentially Amarius Mims or Versey if he was available.
Gotcha. Okay. So, yeah, on to the Minnesota Vikings here. You know, the names come up a few times here. You know, he slid a lot further than, you know, a lot of boards probably have him. I do think that Jared Versey would be a good option in a Brian Flores defense. So we're going to, you know, stop the slide for him at this point and send Jared Versey to the Vikings.
Wow. That's a good pickup. All right. For the Dallas Cowboys, they need some help on the offensive line. They need tackle and center help as well. So they are going to go with an athlete. And I think they're going to pick up Jackson Powers Johnson. They do need some interior line help. He can play guard. He can also slide over to center as well. So I'm going to go ahead and pick up Jackson Powers Johnson for the Dallas Cowboys. All right, we have the Denver Broncos right here. They have a couple of needs: quarterback, wide receiver, center, edge, cornerback. Who's your pick for the Denver Broncos?
Okay, so I know we're I would have gone with it, and probably where I would have gone had Denver stayed where they were, just based on what I've seen from the mock drafts. And I know that when you traded down, you said that there was somebody that you had in mind. Do you want to share who that was at this point?
I was thinking quarterback Bo Nix. He feels like a Sean Payton type of quarterback right then and there. He can build around him as well. You know, you grabbed a couple more picks to be, you know, in the second round, they can grab a playmaker right there. Potentially in a wide receiver, and then, you know, shore up the offensive line or build the defense up a little bit more.
Yeah, and like I said, my pick, Denver's original pick, would have been the same as what it is now. It would have been Bo Nix also. I'd have been a little worried about trading down just because it's been a while since a quarterback was picked. But it seems like that worked out pretty well for you. You know, trading down to 25 and still having Bo Nix on the board is a great move. They can get the quarterback that I would have drafted, you know, with their pick earlier that down pick here 12. Further. Yep. So I would still go with Bo Nix here and be very happy with that trade.
All right. Number 26 is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I was doing a little bit of research as well. And again, they need offensive line help. They need interior help as well. Amarius Mims. Big dude, big athlete. Need to protect Baker Mayfield as his quarterback, Amarius Mims, for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right, you got the Arizona Cardinals. So they did trade back. They also traded up as well. They basically pulled a 2022 Miami Dolphins. They traded back, then traded back up to grab Jalen Waddle. The Cardinals traded back, traded up to get Roma Dunes in this mock draft. So who do the Cardinals take here with the 27th pick?
Oh, let's see. So looking at what's off the board now, you know, there's still some good receivers on the board, but they just grabbed one of those. Not sure if they want to double down on that in the first round. I think where the value is most right now on the board would be at cornerback. Quinion Mitchell's off the board, right? You grabbed him earlier, yeah. If I remember correctly.
I didn't
mark him down. So with that said, you know, my pick, based on the value of what's on the board, there's a lot of value at corner still. And yeah, Nate Wiggins, I think, would be the pick here. Maybe not the biggest need for them, but based on what's on the board, unless they were to trade out of the first completely, which wouldn't be fun in this draft, you know, in this podcast, to just give it up completely. You know, I think that Wiggins is a good value here, and every team can use cornerbacks.
All right, we have the big, bad Buffalo Bills, who just traded away Stephon Diggs. The Bills have 11 picks in this draft. They're looking to get younger, faster, cheaper. Josh Allen is going to need another wide receiver here, and you have a couple of options, so let's go through them. You have Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU. You have A.D. Mitchell from Texas. You have Ladd McConkey from Georgia. And then you have, which I feel like a sneaky pick would be, Troy Franklin and another Texas wide receiver by the name of Xavier Worthy. And I'm kind of torn, you know. What is the type of wide receiver that Josh Allen would need to be, you know, a bona fide stud? They already have a wide receiver last year from Khalil Shakir. He was pretty good as a rookie. And if they want to go again with wide receiver, I feel like they need somebody fast. They need somebody that can, you know, be explosive, similar to Stephon Diggs. And I keep circling back to Xavier Worthy, Xavier Leggett, and Brian Thomas Jr. Eric, out of those three, that's kind of a toss-up for me as who the Bills need. In your opinion, who would be the best fit for the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah, so out of those three, you know, I'd cross Xavier Worthy off that list first. In my opinion, you know, he obviously brings some awesome traits to the table. I think when you think of Josh Allen scrambling around making those, you know, crazy plays that he does, I think you need somebody with a little more size than what Worthy has to replace Diggs, because there were certainly times that Josh Allen would just scramble around and, you know, throw YOLO ball to Stephon Diggs and get bailed out by it. You know, so, you know, of those three, it would come between Leggett and Thomas for me. And I think this would be a great place for Brian Thomas. I think that, you know, he's a great route runner. I think that when you compare what was lost in Diggs, I think that Brian Thomas mirrors a lot of that and would be a great replacement in Buffalo for Diggs.
Brian Thomas Jr., another alpha wide receiver for the Bills. We have the Detroit Lions, who surprised a lot of folks last season. They need some cornerback help as well. They need interior offensive line help as well. So who's your pick for the Detroit Lions?
Yeah, so, I mean, as far as interior offensive line, there's just not the value right here. You know, Zach Frazier would possibly be the next center on the board. Christian Haynes might be the next guard available. I think that first round is a little rich for either of those. There is still good value on the board at cornerback, and it seems like that is most often their pick in the mocks that I've seen. The two that I've seen most are Ennis Rakestraw and Kamari Lassiter. On my board, I have Rakestraw just a little bit higher, so I would draft Ennis Rakestraw for the Lions here.
Wow. Did I spell his name right? There we go. Ennis Rakestraw Jr. from Missouri. He's been climbing up the boards as well. We've got the Baltimore Ravens. They do lose Morgan Moses, as you said. They also lost John Simpson as well. They need some offensive tackle help as well. Ronnie Stanley was in and out. He was on a pitch count as well. They need to protect Lamar Jackson, get that running game going again. But they did lose Odell Beckham Jr. in free agency. Zay Flowers is probably the only wide receiver that Lamar Jackson trusts right now. So do they go offensive line? Do they go wide receiver? I think Lamar needs another weapon for himself. I'm going to go with A.D. Mitchell. 6'2", around 200 pounds. But there's been a lot of talk about his quote-unquote laziness in route running or the effort that he gives. And I'm on record telling y'all right now, I believe it was more so about the Texas offense. That Texas offense had a lot of playmakers, a lot of playmakers. They had Jonathan Brooks, Xavier Worthy, A.D. Mitchell being one of them. They had Jatavion Sanders as well. I feel like the biggest barrier for that Texas offense was quarterback Quinn Ewers. He's not the type of quarterback that can make the timely throws, that can make the outside hashes throws that wide receivers need. And honestly, that type of offense, that spread offense, spread the ball around a lot. And the routes that A.D. Mitchell would run could seem as, you know, with not a lot of effort, because he knew, I feel like he knew the ball was going the other way and he just needed to trap defenders. He's a great, great wide receiver at contested catches. And I feel like, you know, Mitchell with 6'2", with that speed that he brings as well, I feel like the Ravens need a big body wide receiver that can just go up and get the ball. His average separation was 3 yards as well. His deep target percentage was 25.3. He aligned wide 82% of the time. He's not a big yak guy like a lot of these wide receivers here, but the Ravens already have a yak guy in Zay Flowers. The more the merrier, but I feel like they need somebody that can just go up and grab one of Lamar's balls, and I feel like A.D. Mitchell is that guy for the Baltimore Ravens. Pick number 31, San Francisco 49ers. You're up, Eric.
Yeah, so the 49ers, both in the friends that I've talked to that are 49ers fan, as well as the mocks that I've seen, everything seems to lean towards an offensive lineman here of some sort, whether that is an interior offensive lineman or a tackle. You know, they could go with I'm very high on, is it Kingsley Suamatai?
Right.
I'm not sure about the pronunciation of that last name, but I think that he is a very good player, a little raw. I think that in a couple of years, we could look back and he could be the top offensive tackle from this draft, but I don't think you're going to get that from him in 2024. Another guy that I think would be a great fit here would be Tyler Guyton, right tackle from Oklahoma. I think that he's also got potential to play guard as well. I think that he is a better day one option than Kingsley Suamatai. So for the 49ers, I would go with Tyler Guyton just because I think that he is ready to contribute to a team that's competing for a championship now and has some position versatility there that he can step in somewhere and be a high level day one starter.
So Tyler Guyton is the guy for the San Francisco 49ers. Big dude, big athlete as well. That Chiefs here are a bit interesting because they do need a little bit of offensive line help. Creed Humphrey is getting into his contract situation. Chiefs fans want to trade away Trey Smith as well. I feel like Kingsley Suamatai might be the pick here as well. You can also, you know, take a look at Jordan Morgan. But then there's the legal situation with Rashid Rice over, you know, the weekend. You know, his legal troubles might not be so bad, but, you know, maybe he could miss some time as well and some discipline from the NFL. I feel like tackle is a bigger priority. And, I mean, Ladd McConkey is on the board. You got Troy Franklin on the board as well. And then you have Jordan Morgan. So if you were Brett Veach and Andy Reid, Eric, you know, I'm a little bit tossed up here. Do you take an offensive lineman or do you take a wide receiver here?
Yeah, so, you know, you mentioned Kingsley again. And that would be the only offensive lineman that I would consider here.
For the Chiefs?
For the Chiefs, yeah. Who's the left tackle that they've had? It's kind of up there in age, signed a one-year contract with them last year. I'm drawing a blank on his name. Played with the Buccaneers there for years. I think that he's a free agent, so I'm not sure if they re-signed him or not. So they have an opportunity for a left tackle there, but they haven't seemed like they're overly concerned about filling that with the way that they've retooled their offensive line in the past, and I could see them doing the same again. I think that, you know, they're going to want to continue to get cheap help at wide receiver for Patrick Mahomes. You know, I think that Troy Franklin or Xavier Worthy would both be great options here. Xavier Worthy seems to be, you know, one that I've seen mock there a lot. If it was me, I would probably go Troy Franklin over him, but I think that the pick here will be a wide receiver of some sort. Hmm.
So within that wide receiver, you didn't talk about Ladd McConkey, and I feel like he would be a sneaky pickup and another weapon for Patrick Mahomes, and you give him another weapon, imagine what he could do again. Maybe it's a third straight Super Bowl right here. I mean, he fought through injuries in his final year. He's an elite separator. He can line up in out wide. He can line up in the slot. He was wide receiver 2 in separation in the air, wide receiver 5 in terms of explosive percentage, 6.28 yak per reception. Really great at running the digs, the hitches, the screens, the deep outs, and the posts as well. I feel like that could be, you know, another young, cheap option for playmakers for Patrick Mahomes. So I'm going to stick with Ladd McConkey. And there is our draft. How you feeling about it?
I think it went well. I think that I liked a lot of the picks that we made for the teams that we made them for. You know, it was definitely revealing. Like I said, when we got to that Dolphins pick, unfortunately, there's a lot of guys off the board that I would have liked. You know, Johnny Newton would have kind of been a fallback pick for me there. Laiatu Latu would have been a great option there if they're not expecting to have Bradley Chubb or Jalen Phillips back. You know, Troy Fatanu, I think that he is a Robert Hunt type player that I think that he can be a very good guard early in his career with the possibility of, you know, possibly sliding out to replace Teron Armstead at left tackle. But we got to our pick and those were all gone. And I could very well see that, you know, happening in real life too, that, you know, there's only going to be probably 3 or 4 guys that the Dolphins realistically we'll be looking at there. And if those guys are gone, then I could see a trade down scenario versus going with the Graham Barton like we did.
All right. Well, folks, I hope you guys liked our mock draft. And Eric, this was a fantastic first episode with you. Absolutely. Before we go, where can our listeners find you at?
So I'm on Facebook, but you know, we don't do too much of that. As far as X, you can find me on there at OL Coach Smith 63.
All right, fantastic. You guys can find me, your host, Hussam Patel, at Hussam Patel on Twitter. Make sure you stick with us here on the Scout and comment on the Five Region Sports Network. You guys have a great day, and fins up.
Thanks, Hussam.